Well, welcome to Cornerstone Church's online podcast. This is Pastor Barry. Hope and pray that you will be ministered to as you listen to today's sermon.
Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That is the kingdom of God. Can we give a round of applause to our worship team? You've done so wonderfully well. God bless you. Amen. It's always, you can sit down. It's always good to be back home. Praise the Lord. It's a great opportunity to be here to share the word of God with us. I want to give thanks unto the Lord for the grace and the enablement that he has given unto us. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, we just want to give you thanks, we give you praise. For the few minutes that we have together, we pray that you bless your word to our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you open our eyes, O God, to the things of the kingdom and the blessings that is in the kingdom. We pray, Lord, God Almighty, that we stand erect, O God, to say, Lord, we are heirs of the kingdom. And that your blessings, O God, will overrule our lives in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. Are you worshiping with us for the very first time? This is your first time of worshiping with us here. Oh, praise the Lord. Can we give a four square handshake to the person there? She's worshiping with us for the very first time. At least four squareians, four square handshake. Amen. I see you say, okay, four. Praise the Lord. We always welcome those worshiping with us for the very first time. It's a good thing that you are here today, and we know God is going to bless you in Jesus' name. And if you have the Cornerstone app, the message is there. You can follow along. And I pray the kingdom blessings will be yours in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. One thing I've seen in life is this. The blind cannot lead the blind. Because if the blind is leading the blind, when there is a pit, they both will enter into it. The same thing, many a times we are blind to the things God has given unto us. People are physically blind. Likewise, there are people, even Christians, that are blind spiritually. But my prayer today is that God will open your eyes to see the things of the Spirit that you have not seen before. And there will be a declaration in your life that, oh, what a miss. Things that I've missed in the time past. But today, my eyes are opened. My prayer is that God will open your spiritual eyes to see the things that God have in store for you, even when the old world was created. And yet, you've not been able to tap into it. The same thing, the Bible calls us as the redeemed of the Lord. And we are blessed. We are not only blessed, we are also blessings unto others. But yet, many of us have not seen what the kingdom of God is, the blessings that the kingdom of God holds. 2 Peter chapter 1, 2 to 3 says, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertains to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and by virtue. He has given unto us all things that pertains to life and to godliness. He has given unto us the blessings. It's for you to release yourself to seeing what the blessing is, and then to tap into the blessings of God. Some years back, I was praying, Lord, give me this. God, Lord, give me this. And it just took me to the storehouse. How many of us have been to Superstore here? Praise the Lord. You know, our Superstore is well arranged. We have the foodstuffs, we have various things, and they are well labeled. And God showed me, see, all these are yours. Just pick what you want there, because they are already in the stock. But the problem is, we don't even go to the storehouse of the Father to pick what belongs to us. Many a times we complain. So the key to going into the blessings of the Lord is knowledge. Knowledge of God is key to enjoying the blessings of God. We have been given all things that pertains to life and godliness. Know that the blessing of God was given unto us as well. When he died on the cross of Calvary, he said, it is finished. What is it that you require of me? The Lord is asking us. Same thing as given unto you when I die on the cross of Calvary. When Jesus Christ said, it is finished. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 to 4 says, but even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who did not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. Sometimes we are blind to the blessings that are yours already. Sometimes we are blind. The devil doesn't want us to see what God has in stock for us. And what the enemy plays before us is grumbling, doubting, not believing that God Almighty is there for us. But today I bring you good news. There is blessing in the kingdom. Tell somebody, there is blessing in the kingdom. Say it once again, there are blessings in the kingdom. Praise the Lord. And that's why we sang that song. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That is kingdom of God. There are blessings in the kingdom. But when you read Romans chapter 14, 16 to 17 says, therefore, do not let your good be spoken of as evil. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Paul was writing to the Romans. And if you read from verse 1 to 15, the people were quarreling. Oh, I am a vegetarian. No, vegetable is not good for you. No, for you, you eat very good soup. No, I don't like the soup. They were just quarreling on the food to eat and the kind of drinks. But they were blind to what God have in stock for them. They were blind to the blessings and the things of the Lord God Almighty. The same thing, even as Christians, we argue a lot. We argue about food. We argue about politics. We argue about the things of the world. But yet, we are blind to the blessings of the King of Glory. Because they lack the knowledge of the provision of God for their lives. My prayer today is that the Lord will open your eyes to the blessings of God. Instead of arguing with the things of the world, the politics of the world, the food you want to eat or the drinks you want to drink, but your eyes will be open to the blessings of the Lord. And every day of your life, you begin to enjoy the blessings of God. Having a right perception of life, having a right understanding of the provision of God, having a right outlook of what God has given to us. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. The first thing is righteousness. Righteousness is, in its deeper spiritual meaning, is the quality of being right in the eyes of the Lord. Yet, the righteousness of a man is like a filthy rag before God. As believers, we have the blessings of righteousness in Christ. When Jesus Christ died on the cross for us, He imputed His righteousness on us. His righteousness blotted away our sins. In Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6 says, "But we are like an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are like filthy rags. We all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away." We were lost in our sins. No, every day you drink water. As a sinner, that was how we were. Just drinking sin. As if we are taking some drinks. The life that we are in then was a life of condemnation. If you have not given your life to Christ. But I believe I'm speaking to Christians. The blessings of righteousness, the blessings of forgiveness, the blessings of having the righteousness of Christ, not your own righteousness, but the righteousness that Jesus Christ gave unto us on the cross of Calvary is a blessing. If you give your life to Christ, it's a blessing. Romans chapter 3, a read for verse 21. But now the righteousness of God, apart from the law, is revealed, being witnessed by the Lord and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, and through faith in Jesus Christ, to all and on who believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through redemption that is in Christ, whom God set forth as a propitiation by His blood through faith to demonstrate His righteousness, because in His forbearance God had passed over the sins that were previously committed, to demonstrate at the present time His righteousness, that He might be just and justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. It's a blessing to be justified. It's a blessing to have the righteousness of Christ. It's a blessing that you can be called the heir of the kingdom. You have an inheritance in Christ Jesus. Not everyone has the opportunity. Not everyone have the opportunity, the privilege to be called a child of God. But for you, But for me, it's a blessing to be called a child of God. Know who you are in Christ. Know what God has given you when He forgave you your sin. It's a blessing. Many people are still languishing in sin, in immorality that destroys their lives. But for you, the righteousness of God becomes a guide in your life because the Holy Spirit of God lives in you and it begins to direct your path. Righteousness is a blessing. Psalm 32 verse 1 to 2 says, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and whose spirit there is no deceit." You are blessed because you are washed in the blood. You are blessed because the Lord God Almighty do not impute even iniquity upon your life again. You are free. We call it kingdom freedom. You are set free from the hands of Satan, the hand of sin. And our eyes need to be opened unto Him, that we have the righteousness of Christ as our clothes. The righteousness. The devil cannot accuse you of any sin again because he sees the righteousness of Christ. And the grace to live above sin, the Lord will grant unto you. And daily, what God sees is not you, but he sees Christ, the hope of glory, as your covering. The blessings of the kingdom starts with righteousness that forgives you your sin. In that case, you are not guilty because Jesus Christ took our guilt upon himself. In that case, you are robed in the favor of the Lord. Many outside there do not have the opportunity. Hold on the blessings of righteousness. Don't allow the enemy to take it away from you again. Live in the righteousness and in the purity of the kingdom. Secondly, peace. He said the peace of God is like a river. Blessed peace of the kingdom purchased for us to enjoy. But this is a note of warning. Peace does not mean there are no challenges in life. The peace of God does not mean that there are no worries and fears and obstacles and difficulties. Many of us are going through difficulties now. But the greater thing is that the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, even in the midst of troubles, in the midst of trials, in the midst of temptation, in the midst of the struggles and the challenges of life, the peace of God will be upon your life. It's a blessing. There are many people that are in the same challenge or the same difficulty. But what happens to them? They begin to lament. They begin to have great fear in their lives. I was talking to someone during the week. I said, "How was your work?" I said, "Everything was okay." And he said, "In my place of work, they come and ask him." He said, "Why is it that every time you are so calm, always calm. Is it that you don't have any problem or situation?" I say, "I do, but what makes the difference is Jesus Christ who has given unto me peace." And he was so calm. And he said to me, and I says, "How so are you dealing with them?" Say, "Some of them will come to me, please, I'm having an exam, please pray for me. Because I know God will answer your prayer." And then the other will say, "Please, just pray for me that I'll have peace, like you have peace." His peace was because Christ lives in him. The peace of God is a blessing. Not everyone has the peace of God, but you do. I want you to tell somebody beside you, the peace of God will keep you. The peace of God will keep you. Despite the challenges, the peace of God will keep you. Praise the Lord. The peace of God. Many of us do have challenges as well. And I know that I had challenges. But despite that, there is the peace of God. There are financial challenges. Despite that, there is the peace of God. The peace of God becomes like a river that covers you so that even the enemy and the challenges of life will not overwhelm you. The peace of God gives you strength over the situation of life. The peace of God makes you to stand strong. The peace of God brings calmness in every situation. And it brings you focus. He who that lacks peace lacks focus. But the peace of God gives unto you focus. God wants you to see, to embrace and enjoy the peace he has given to us in the kingdom. There is peace in the kingdom. The word of Jesus Christ to us says, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. I want you to put your hand on your chest and say, I have overcome the world. I have overcome the world because of Jesus Christ, the peace that he has given unto us. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16 says, Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace all the times in every way. The Lord be with you all. Isaiah 26, verse 3 says, You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. When we have the peace of God, there will be that trust in the Lord. The peace of God makes us to trust in him. In every situation, we know the Lord is with us. I love the words of Jesus Christ. Each time, John 14, 27 says, Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. The peace of God. You know, sometimes you think, Pastor, don't have troubles. Or they don't have problems. I have my own too, the one I'm struggling with now. Praise the Lord. But the difference is the peace of God. I have my unit, my family unit that I've been praying for. Some of them are in financial difficulties. And the pressure is much on some of us. It's a weight on the heart. But when the peace of God comes, it removes the weight. You see, it's always good for your life to be like a feather, right? The feather, when you put it on a weight, it doesn't weigh anything. But when you allow the enemy to weigh you down, the weight of challenges and fear, you'll not be able to do anything. But the peace of God, I pray that peace of God shall be your portion every day of your life in the mighty name of Jesus. The peace of God. And some of us will begin to wonder, is God still alive? Why am I going through all this? Every situation of my life. Where is God in this situation? Jesus is there. It's your peace. Praise the Lord. I have this song for us. Has God changed My God will never change as God changed. My God will never change the same yesterday, today and forever. As God changed, my God will never change. As God failed, my God will never fail. As God failed, my God will never fail. The same yesterday, today, and forever. As God failed, my God will never fail. God will never fail you. Even in the situation that you are in, God will stand tall for you. He will come to your rescue. He will give you peace because he will never fail. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever, he has not changed. Even though there are changes in the world, but God has not changed. He has not changed his promises to you. He has not changed concerning his word to you. He says, you shall live and show forth the glory of God in the land of the living. He says, whatever you lay your hands upon to do, it shall prosper. Even though there are things surrounding you, as if, I'm not seeing what God is saying. But I want your eyes to be opened to see that God is there for you. God will keep you. Lastly, joy. Joy of the Lord is a blessing. It stems from the confidence and peace that God will not fail. People will come around you and say, why are you rejoicing like this? But you have one problem or the other. Yes, I'm rejoicing because I know my God will not fail. I am dancing because I know my God will not fail. And they will tell you, but I can't see. Oh, you cannot see because these things you can only see with the eyes of the Spirit. I know what God is doing. My God is working out a way for me. And I know it's working out a way for you. And that's why the enemy should not rob you of the joy of the Lord in your life. Praise the Lord. You rejoice always in response to God's blessings and celebration of his promises, even when you have not received it. You know, many of us rejoice and we give testimony only when we have received. No. We give testimony even when we have not received. I remember some years back, I was looking for a job and I got an interview and I did the interview. And I came out into a night vigil and I began to dance, I began to rejoice. I said, rejoice with me, I have a new job. And then after 1 or 2 weeks, the brothers and the sister asked me, when are you going to resume your new job? I said, I have a new job. I saw it. I received it. I believe it. But do you know, it didn't happen until 14 months after the testimony. Wait for it. It will come. Surely it will come. If God has spoken, it will bring it to pass. Rejoice even when you have not seen the manifestation. If God has spoken it, it will bring it to pass. Praise the Lord. Even in the midst of difficulties, let the joy of the Lord be your strength. God is there. You may ask me, is that easy? I confess it's not easy, but yet with God, all things are possible. It is easy with God. When you're having health challenges or somebody beside you having health challenges and you say, I should rejoice. It's not me that is saying you should rejoice, but the word of God says you should rejoice. I know it's not easy. But even in the midst of it, the Bible says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. It will give unto you strength. Romans 15:13 says, may the God of hope fill you with joy and peace as you trust in him. The key thing is this. It's not because there is a manifestation yet, but because you trust in the Lord. They that put their trust in the Lord, they will never be put to shame. I pray you will never be put to shame, even as you trust the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. Philippians chapter 4 verse 4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say again, rejoice. John 16:24. Until now you have not asked anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. God promised us outflowing joy, because joy is part of the blessings of the kingdom. Joy is part of what? The blessings of the kingdom. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. That is the kingdom of God. Do you also know that joy is medicinal? And that's why I always sing. Because the time I sing, I rejoice in the Lord. I'm not a doctor, but I know there are some reactions in the body. When you are bitter, you have a different perception of in your body. But when you are rejoicing, there's a shining light. Everything is light and light to you. The joy of the Lord. Proverbs 16:24 says, a merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. We have blessings in the kingdom. That of righteousness, of peace and joy. My encouragement to you today is stand tall as a child of God. You are heir of the kingdom. Let not Satan pull you down. Let the peace of God reign in your heart, despite all the difficulties and the situation that you are in. How lovely will it be if you have a new song each day flowing from the bottom of your heart? I would like the worship team to come. And I want us to rise to pray. If you can't rise, you can sit down, but I want us to pray. And I will pray because I have a God that hears and answers prayers. And I know many of us are going through some troubles, some trials and temptations. But there are blessings in the kingdom. If you wouldn't mind, just lay your hands upon your head and I will pray. Our God is the one. He handled every situation. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Also, if you are watching online, you have not given your life to Christ, just accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Just ask him to come into your life before we pray this prayer. And if you do it and say, Christ, come into my life, he will. And from today on, you begin to enjoy even the blessings of the kingdom. Father, as many, oh God, as they are laying their hands upon their head, I know you are the God that heals. You are the God that set free. You are the God, oh Lord God Almighty, that rules and reigns in the affairs of men. As many that have lost their peace and their joy, Father Lord, I declare this day, Let the healing of the Lord flow now in the mighty name of Jesus. As many that have troubles with their stomach, I declare this day that the healing virtue of the Lord will flow in the mighty name of Jesus. And as many that are having eye troubles, Father Lord, because you are the healer, Lord, let your healing virtue flow in the name of Jesus. Cancer is a name. And the Bible says, at the mention of the name of Jesus Christ, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Every spirit of cancer, either cancer of the eye, either cancer of the lungs, or cancers, oh Lord God, of the colon, Father Lord, I declare this day, let your healing virtue flow in the mighty name of Jesus. And as many that have lost their peace, I pray the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, let that peace be restored in your lives now in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, that Lord, let there be an outflowing of your joy in the hearts of everyone here in the mighty name of Jesus. From today on, by the grace and by the mighty hand of God, you will enjoy the kingdom blessings. You will enjoy the kingdom freedom. You enjoy the kingdom blessings in the name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. For thy is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. And let the people of God say, Amen.
Thank you for joining us for today's edition of Cornerstone Church's online podcast. May God continue to richly bless you and lead you as we follow Jesus together.